So these are Emma's words. I have been asked to write a talk about the ways that I saw God on the trip. Instead of doing my usual talk about the people I meet and how they affected me, I would like to talk about how I saw God and the people who went on the trip with me. I saw God in the sacrifices that Sarah and Tim made to leave their children and drive us 22 hours each way. Tim actually did all the driving. I was just the passenger. To and from Denver. I saw God in the kindness of the cashier at the truck stop, who only charged us $30 for all of our showers, instead of the usual $10 per person, because they knew we hadn't had the chance to shower for a while. I saw God in Tim's simple act of kindness in giving his leftover meal to a homeless man who was hungry on the street. God was in all of the little acts of kindness we showed each other during our long drives. Before we left, God was in every gift of financial support and every prayer that was made on our behalf. The fact that my parents were willing to drive me 6 hours from Spokane to Vancouver to participate in the mission trip demonstrated the presence of God. I have learned that going on these mission trips is not just about the presence of God in the people that we meet and are helping. It's about looking for God in everyday situations, and not just because it's a mission trip. On this mission trip, I learned to look at the presence of God in each one of us and being grateful that I had this opportunity to spend time with this amazing group and spreading God's love.
On Monday, my ministry group painted a house for a low-income senior who couldn't afford to pay to have her house painted as part of the program's paint-a-thon. Their goal is to paint 100 houses by the end of the summer. On Tuesday, we went with another group to a program called Sidewalk Sunday School, where we went to neighborhoods and taught the kids who may not know about God more about him. Wednesday and Thursday, we went to the same sites. In the morning, we went to the food bank and packaged pallets. In the afternoon, we went to a Boys and Girls Club and talked to the kids there. This trip, more than others, I've been focused on loving others as Jesus loves us. Before we left, while we were packing the van, we talked about this. I never really thought about it until our group worked with people who were not only difficult to work with, but even more difficult to love. Our primary theme on this trip was demo, look like Jesus. We talked about how Jesus loves everyone unconditionally, which is how we should love them. As the week went on, I thought more about this, and I'm glad I did, because we got to know more about these people better and bigger pictures. But I don't want this to be left in Denver. I want to bring this home with me and follow Jesus' demonstration to love others unconditionally just as he does.
Jonah, and I went on this trip to Denver, and for me, I have to say this trip was probably the most spiritual for me, because I was in the group with Brittany, and we did all that stuff, but also the three kids that we had come in, they're really hard to just work with and stuff, but then later that night, we talked about it in group, and we prayed that we'd get to hear their stories and whatnot, and we heard it, and it ended up helping us understand where they're coming from, and all these different things. And also, I saw a lot of love in the community, like these two pastors that go around to the little kids in a van with a little puppet show and stuff and teach them about God and the projects and stuff. And it was just an amazing thing to help participate in. And also, there was we heard just a couple of people's stories from the community, and they were all just really touching and really spiritual. And me and Grant had one of the youth works guys pray over us just in life in general, and it was an amazing thing. I was glad I was able to go on the trip.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and every night when we were on the youth work site, we'd go on evening activities. One night we went to a park and we got to listen to a woman named Janice speak. She was a member of St. James Presbyterian, which is the while we were there. So her story goes as this. Janice had a good childhood up until the age of 14. When she was 14, her mother was diagnosed with cancer and soon died after that. This left Janice living with her father. He became very abusive, both mentally and physically, and eventually kicked Janice out of the house. She became homeless at the age of 16 and was forced to live in her car. Her friends' parents wouldn't let her stay at their houses because they didn't like the fact that she was homeless. After working for 6 months, she was able to save enough money to get an apartment and treasured just having a couch to sleep on. She was so happy to have a home. After working a few more years, she was able to rent a 5-bedroom house and couldn't believe she had an actual house to live in. The landlord was very kind to her and told her that she would never have to worry about being evicted. When he got sick, his daughter took over the house and gave Janice a 30-day eviction notice, making her homeless once again. Janice never saw it coming and had done nothing wrong to be homeless again. She had lived in that house for 28 years. She had given up on God for a while during her homelessness and her struggles, but he was always there. This time, while she was homeless, she started attending St. James Presbyterian Church, again, the church we stayed at. She only told one person that she was homeless because she knew what people thought about homeless people. Once she found a small home she could afford to rent, she started to tell her story. Janice's message to us was that there are some people that choose to be homeless and put drugs and alcohol as a higher priority than a house, but most homeless people don't want to be in that situation and are just down on their luck. People often say that homeless people should get a job and then they can be off the streets, but that doesn't always work. Sometimes being homeless happens to people who haven't done anything wrong. Next time you see someone who is homeless, smile at them. It could mean more to them than you think. I understand not wanting to give people you don't know money because you may not know where what it's going toward, but there are many other ways you can help them. Giving food is a great way. A very easy way is handing out your to-go box to someone on the street after eating at a restaurant. I saw God through Janice and the way she now volunteers for the homeless in the Denver community. She may not have much, but she's willing to give all that she has to those who are in need.